This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it will be up to the Taliban to decide whether peace talks that President Trump canceled this weekend will be resumed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Taliban say they believe they had finalized a deal with U.S. negotiators, and President Trump's decision to call off talks at Camp David involving the Afghan government has hurt American credibility. But President Trump says it was the Taliban's ongoing attacks, including one in Kabul on Thursday that killed an American soldier, that scuttled the talks. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week,
President Trump said, I'm not going to take that deal. I'm not going to work with someone that can't deliver on their commitments.
Meanwhile, in Kabul,
we want peace. We want to end this meaningless, senseless war.
Afghan presidential spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui says if anyone's going to secure peace,
it should be the Afghan government and the Afghan people.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
More protests in Hong Kong. Reuters' Joe Davies.
On Friday night, it was much the same story. Police fired rubber bullets, tear gas and pepper spray to clear protesters outside a subway station on the densely populated Kowloon Peninsula. Many of them, masked and dressed in black, took cover behind umbrellas and barricades from street fencing. Some had broken through a metal grill to enter a station, where they pulled down signs. In Hong Kong airport, a heavy police presence proved effective on Saturday. Extra security checks managed to stop protesters from bringing the airport to a halt, as in previous weeks. But it feels like it might be some time yet before scenes like these are no longer the norm in Hong Kong.
An Iranian oil tanker at the center of a major diplomatic dispute with the United States has sold its cargo in violation of international sanctions. The news came via Iranian state media Sunday. Iran did not say where the cargo was delivered. The tanker was carrying 2.1 million barrels of Iranian crude oil. This is VOA News.